37.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Welcome to the program. We're in hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's very simple. You can call in and bring up anything you want, whatever it is, whether it be personal or political. Whatever it is that's on your chest, whatever it is you want to get off that chest, you want to talk to your friends and family about political stuff and they just don't want to hear it, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. Right before we went to break in the last hour, we kind of were on two different topics. One, on the way that kind of atheists have been treated historically in this country, and also on this, for some reason, also evolution. We got an email in regards to it. And right before we went to break, we had Skyler on the line from Sarasota. Skyler, you back on Free Talk Live?
Alrighty. I'm gonna try and be quick because I don't want to take up your time.
Not a problem.
I don't want to get too geeky here. You know, but when people talk about evolution, first of all, the first mistake that people make is they talk about evolution as though it's a theory, right? And they use the word theory incorrectly. Theory in general vernacular means that it's an imperfect fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's imperfect. Now, a scientific theory, on the other hand, is a fact. It's not like it's not the way you use the word theory in everyday English language.
Well, now wait a minute. It's a fact until proven otherwise. Would you say?
Yeah.
An accepted rule until overruled.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
So, evolution is a fact. According to all known science, evolution absolutely happened.
Science really couldn't prove creationism.
Hmm?
Science really couldn't prove creationism or God direction of evolution.
Because creationism isn't based on any sort of evidence. There's no... I mean, yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's why when we talk about teaching science in schools, creationism shouldn't even be involved in the argument because it's not science.
Schools shouldn't be involved in the government, so we shouldn't have anything to say about that.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with you on that.
I know you do.
I appreciate the clarification on the difference between a theory versus a scientific theory.
But along the other lines is that you were also talking about this whole Homo habilis, and what you were talking about Neanderthal man.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to clarify, because I don't know if you guys know this, but basically, according to science, the evolution of men went from, you know, about 2.4 to about 1.5 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was Homo habilis, who then supposedly evolved into Homo erectus from about 1.8 to about 0.3 million years
ago. That's my favorite kind of homo right there.
And then about half a million years ago, supposedly Homo sapiens evolved, and then also there's even questions as to whether or not this happened at all, but a bunch of different species, Homo saprinensis, Homo rudolfensis, Homo heidelbergensis, Homo
mm-hmm.
neanderthalensis, which is who Manwich referred to as Neanderthal man, Homo rhodesiensis, which is Rhodesian man, apparently.
With a ridge on their back?
I don't know. I guess so.
Rhodesia's gone now.
Yeah, no idea. Then Homo ergaster, Homo gorgitius.
Okay, we get the point.
These are just extra men that they couldn't really fit in the whole
right.
scheme of things, you know.
I mean, the ones that they highlight are obviously Neanderthal man, and they you know, when they talk about Neanderthal man, they obviously they talk about the fact that, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of argument as to whether or not Cro-Magnon man, which is considered Homo sapiens, modern men, had hunted the Neanderthals out of existence. And then there's also a lot of theory involved with that simply Cro-Magnon men and Neanderthal men bred and became Homo sapiens. So
interesting.
Now, when you talk about the evolution, I didn't hear, you know, I don't remember, I wish you guys could kind of say again what you said the holes were that were poked in evolution. But, I mean, when you talk about evolution,
I didn't say that he had definitely poked the holes. He said he was trying to poke some holes.
He said they were good.
He asked some interesting questions. He asked some interesting questions.
What were those again? Because I didn't hear any. I mean, evolution isn't. When people talk about evolution, a lot of people still think that for some reason that evolution, as taught in school, is chance. That's exactly the opposite of what evolution is. Evolution is specifically designed. It's you know,
it's not designed as in someone planned it. It's just design, just totally unplanned design. It's organized chaos, is
right,
what you're saying.
Like, exactly. And if something happens that, in other words, for example, if I have long arms and my long arms help me to, you know, hunt better, or, you know, for example, one of the examples of evolution as to why human beings don't have hair is because as we became more upright and as we were walking around, basically not having hair would show to females and would show to mates that you wouldn't have any insects or infections and that you had clean skin. So therefore, a man with less hair would be more attractive. And so that's why humans would develop into having less hair. And so because those human beings bred more. Now, for example, there's another.
I should feel pretty good about not having hair on my chest then.
Well, there you go. You don't have any bugs crawling around in there. There's a type of caterpillar.
Hey, Manwich, take your shirt off. I want to see who's more evolved.
No.
There's a type of caterpillar that started growing patterns on its back, and eventually over time, just more and more, what happens is this caterpillar would scare away birds. And now this caterpillar, over time, has developed the ability to puff itself up to look like the head of a snake.
Very interesting. Well,
it looks almost identical.
I appreciate the info, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Skyler. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Even though Skyler is saying that this is scientific theory, you know there's still people out there that they are always going to believe in creationism, and this debate is going to go on forever. And I think the most important point of all this is we need to get government out of the schools, so whatever it is that you believe can be taught to your kids. And you don't have to worry about people like Skyler forcing their evolutionist beliefs on your kids. And Skyler, on the other hand, doesn't have to worry about Ralph Reed and his Christian coalition forcing creationism beliefs on his kids. I think that's the real answer here. Let's all just get along.
I'd have to say so. The whole homogeny that comes with government schools, big mess.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, do we want to talk about China becoming more free market, or do we want to talk about the school situation that you've got?
Well, didn't we have another call?
I thought it was Scott in Sarasota. It turned out to be Skyler in Sarasota, so I suppose there could be a Scott on the line. It's a good point you bring that up. Is there anyone else on the line in Sarasota? If so, go ahead and put them on. Free Talk Live. Hello? I guess that means no. So there must not be any other calls. 1-800-259-9231 if you'd like to fill that void.
All right, let me read my story here.
Yes, sir.
Campuses may bar military recruiters.
Okay.
Washington, handing a significant legal victory to gay rights advocates, federal appeals court ruled Monday that academic institutions may restrict on-campus recruiting by the military because of the Pentagon's policy against gays and lesbians. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, based in Philadelphia, ruled that a federal law known as the Solomon Amendment infringes on the free speech rights of schools by allowing the federal government to withhold funds from colleges and universities that deny access to military recruiters. The preliminary injunction issued in one of four separate lawsuits filed by students and professors, the Solomon Amendment requires schools that express a message that it is incompatible with their educational objectives, and no compelling governmental interest has been shown to deny this freedom.
Wait, what does the Solomon thing do again? I missed that.
It requires law schools to express a message that...
Only law schools?
Yes, this has to do with law schools, yes.
Okay.
Basically, it says that if you want to receive government money, that you have to allow the military recruiters free access to the school.
There's always strings attached to government money, and it's just a matter of cutting those strings, becoming independent of government funds. It's like taking the 30 pieces of silver, basically. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. Get on the line. It's your show. Take control. It's what we call a Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Type no-bio.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
and
on the show that doesn't allow you to be a victim.
Well, not everybody hears that, Manwich, so not everyone understands what you just referenced.
No, they don't. They don't get to hear that intro.
Well, some do and some don't. It depends on the radio stations who are carrying the show, whether or not they want to, you know, whether or not they come out of break soon enough to get to that, because that's technically still within the break.
Okay,
we're talking technical stuff here, and let's not. So let's get back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike.
Well,
what's on your mind?
Well, now you've got me curious about what it was I didn't hear.
Well, you might have heard it.
Okay, well, what was it for all those who didn't hear it?
It was a little reference to a movie with, you know, Welcome to the Primetime Victim Show or something like that. And I'd never heard it, but it clearly sounded like audio from a movie. And I didn't like the idea that somebody might think this is a victim's show.
No, it's certainly not.
Because we're all about empowering you, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I think there's an old saying about don't bother me with the facts. you know, if you look up in the definition of theory, at least in the dictionary, common commonly held, I guess, Webster's or Random House vernacular. Now, when we're talking nomen juris or name of the law, theory may actually mean something different. But in the common vernacular, which is American language, not English, the number one definition says a coherent group of general propositions used as principles of an explanation for a class of phenomenon, and then it does reference Darwin's theory of evolution as an example is how it's used in a sentence. Now, nowhere in these seven different variations of the definition and its usage does it mention the word fact, contemplation, or speculation.
I'm actually looking at scientific theory right now, which is what he, our caller earlier specified.
Okay, but he was really talking about theory. But
what he was talking about was scientific theory, and I'm going to agree with you, Mike. I'm looking at the definition, and it says a theory that explains scientific observations. So it just uses the word theory in its definition.
At the same time, what he was espousing is there's no other theory.
Say that again.
There is no other theory. Is what he was saying. There is no other theory.
No other scientific theory, you mean.
That's what he's saying. And like basically, can you teach anything else in school?
How can you teach anything else in school?
Because there is no other theory to thwart evolution.
He's saying there's no other scientific theories out there to compete against evolution.
Well, I think there are observations that point toward, we should throw out Isaac Newton because he had the laws of thermodynamics, and one of those was entropy, where things go from a state of organization to disorganization. And there are people that claim to make observations on the orbit of the moon or the rotation of the earth and how that extrapolation back does not allow the earth's rotation to have existed in its present state. If you go back 10,000 years, it would have flew apart, or the earth and the moon would not be in a stable orbit if you compute its decay.
So you're arguing by the 10,000 year reference, you're arguing for the creationism. You're trying to support.
Well, I'm saying that there are scientific observations that point toward a creationism explanation or theory.
Yeah,
and those are dismissed by the evolutionists as anomalies or until they can find some other evidence to explain it. So, you know, true science would not dismiss those as anomalies, I don't believe.
I don't think that the two thought processes are exclusive. They're not in my mind. And at the same time, evolution certainly is in its incipient stages as far as, you know, coming up with explanations. They don't have them all by any stretch of the imagination. And for me, they can't get them all.
Mere adaptation, which is what, you know, the mechanism is, adaptation to an environment, to me seems very plausible that would be part of an intelligent design, which is what a lot of people in the creation.
I could see a bunch of people agreeing with that, Mike.
Well, and
now God's not so ornery that he would go hiding Tyrannosaurus Rex bones all over, you know, in a 10,000-year-old Earth. Doesn't really explain for that, even if you take into consideration those chapters in Job where they reverse to Leviathan and Behemoth.
Oh, no, Michael, your figures are interesting and your information is interesting.
I just threw that out there, number. I'm not sure on the reference to the, you know, the mathematical. I've just heard the explanation given. But
gotcha.
I know that there are people that advocate for that, so they have their own theories and their own evidence and observations to back up their theories. Now, one thing that I would, you know, if you're familiar with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes,
and all,
yes, I am.
Okay. I think it is an infinite improbability.
Terry, what is his name? We got to give the author credit now.
Douglas Adams.
Yeah, that's his pseudonym, I guess. It may be his real name, but... Anyway, if you're familiar with the infinite improbability drive,
yes,
is an infinite improbability. Explain the moon's lack of rotation. Where else in the universe, and even in this solar system, we have no other example for the moon always facing the Earth.
Yeah, it faces constantly facing the Earth.
Yeah, and it's just
it does
right
seem
size.
Highly improbable.
It's just the right size
to cover
to cause a total eclipse.
Right.
And, you know, where... Let's, forget about finding intelligent life somewhere else in the universe. If you remember your logic, basic logic 101, I cannot prove that there are no extraterrestrials because in order to do so, I'd have to travel the entire known universe in order to do that. I cannot prove the negative.
I think we've just about proven that there are extraterrestrials.
What do you mean proven that?
We just haven't proven that they visited Earth. I mean, there's little bacteria on Mars. Sorry, there are.
There's a fossil. What you're referring to is a fossil that was found in Antarctica that is thought to be a meteor from Mars. Now, when meteor impacts occur, it throw up debris, and occasionally that debris will reach escape velocity and be captured by Earth. The moon. I've got actually a moon rock that is like a piece of glass.
I would have to say it's probable. I would say it's very possible that there's other intelligent life out there.
Yeah, it's possible, but you can't prove it because logically, in order to actually prove it without
It would be very
evidence,
very difficult
to
prove without
them. You cannot prove the negative. That's a basic logical principle. I cannot prove that there is not a God. You know, I can try to prove that there is one, or I can try to prove that there is.
You're going to have as tough a time proving that there is one as you are proving that there are extraterrestrials. There's a possibility that there is such a being, and even if that possibility were true, I still would refuse to worship it. So, Michael, thank you for the call.
One last point is, you guys are talking about getting the government out of schools. I would like to see the government out of churches. One of the founding problems, one of the problems that we had with this country, and I think inspired Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, was seeing a preacher whipped to death for preaching because he didn't have a license. So that's the kind of thing that
do you have to have a church license these days?
No, that's what the Church of England required, or the Episcopalian Church required, and that is what led to the First Amendment. Not as everybody wants to jump on this whole separation of church and state thing. That was 9 words out of one letter that was like an 11-page letter to one Protestant denomination. And it's nowhere in the Constitution. It's nowhere in the Bill of Rights or the Bill of Restrictions, as I like to call it.
Thanks for the call, Michael. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, I don't think that means that there should be a state-sponsored religion and all that other stuff.
No.
The fact is they need to stay separate to protect both of them.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up whatever you want. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we go to your phone calls as they come in, so whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political, you want to talk about an issue or something going on in your relationship, we can take them all. Any call, any topic, 1-800-259-9231. So a big controversy tonight has been the whole evolution thing. It was kicked off by just one little email that we received.
Yep.
So you can see what kind of power just an email has on this show, and that is ftl@freetalklive.com. If you would like to be an emailer, maybe you're just not ready to make a phone call, maybe you don't feel comfortable with a call, or maybe it's 4 in the morning and Free Talk Live is not on the air and you just think of something and you want to let us know what you're thinking about, well, email it to us, ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, before we got back into those evolution calls, we were talking about this situation at this law school.
Yes.
Where basically, just recap what's going on
sure.
there. The law school is accepting money from
basically,
the feds.
There was a point when the law schools and schools in general would make it difficult for recruiters or not as easy for military recruiters to get to their students as they would other type of professional recruiters. You know, for instance, the recruiter from IBM would be very, you know, have lots of access to the students, whereas the recruiter from the Marines wouldn't have so much access.
Sure.
And there was a law passed called the Solomon Amendment, which isn't an amendment at all, that basically said to the schools, if you want to have federal money, then you have to allow recruiters equal access.
Meaning, like, at every event where there are recruiters allowed, the recruiters for the military
yes.
have to be front and center, or at least equivalent with the others. You can't just put them in the attic.
More or less, you have to
polish
the apple of the military recruiters.
Gotcha.
Because if one recruiter from one location's there, then, you know, the fact is you're just going to have to let military recruiters do whatever they want on your campus.
Mm-hmm. If you take the money.
If you take the money. And, you know, it has won in the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and at some point or another it will probably go on to the Supreme Court because it's such a big deal. But, you know, to me it seems like, and more or less the gays and lesbians are claiming it as a victory. I don't particularly see it that way. But
what do the gays and lesbians have anything to do with this? I don't understand.
More or less the reason that a lot of campuses weren't allowing military the military recruiters equal access is because the military doesn't, the Pentagon has a policy against gays and lesbians.
I see.
You know, they don't want gay men, you know, no, don't ask, don't tell, that whole nonsense. So that was the reason that they were saying that, you know, it's probably anti-military feelings and those kind of things. And but it's a free country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to
supposed
not
to be.
Like the fact that we have a military.
Right.
That's the way it is. And I'm allowed to have a university. And the fact that the government takes 50% of my money, 50% of the money of everybody basically in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tax Freedom Day is in May. That means you work just about half the year.
That's correct.
For your paycheck, for, you know, to pay off the taxes. Now, if they're going to take half my money and then redistribute it and then give rules behind it, you know, like, oh, this law school can have some money, but only if they follow our rules. That kind of income redistribution is like on the scale of Soviet communism. It makes,
yeah, you betcha.
It's disgusting. It's ugly. It's dirty.
Well, there's all kinds of things out there that this government does at all levels, federal, local, and state, that are just straight out of the communist book. I mean, a perfect example, as we touched on earlier, is our government education system that we have here. What could be a better example of a communist system? Everybody is forced to go to government schools, unless they're of the upper echelon, in which case they can afford to send their kids to a private school. Of course, all these Republicans that support vouchers are really just supporting the government controlling private schools. It's going to be exactly what you're talking about here. If vouchers are instituted, basically it's going to be that money being offered to private schools, not just law schools, but private schools that your high school kids are going to, or your middle school kids, and they're going to say, ah, if you want this money, if you want these vouchers, you have to do this and this and this and this and this and this.
It'll afford greater freedom. It'll afford greater freedoms in the area of education for people.
Not really. Not really. It will afford those schools to be controlled by the state. It will mean they'll have to play by more state rules, which is the reason why most people want to get their kids out of those schools, the state-run schools, that is, in the first place.
The state will be taking it on the chin if the vouchers go through, because the fact is they won't have the kind of day-to-day control over the students that they currently have with state-run schools.
Okay, so it's a step forward. It's a step in the right direction, but nonetheless, it will have, as all government programs do, unintended consequences. And right now, you can say everything you want, man, which about how it's going to help education. But once it's said and done and 10 years have passed, then we'll find out the real truth. And I can guarantee you it's going to turn private schools more like government schools, which is what we don't want. Because right now, the best educated kids, first of all, the best educated kids, I think, are homeschooled from the evidence that I've seen. And the government wants to get their nose in there. They want to create as many rules as possible to prevent people from homeschooling their kids, because then they're completely out of the purview of government and all the government classes and government rules. Let's go to Randy from Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. On this show, you can change the topic anytime, and Randy wants to go back to the evolution topic. What's up, Randy?
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Listen to the caller talking about evolution and that stuff, and I just wanted to say that you know, they've done study with like snakes, and they scientists claim that snakes at one time they had legs.
Really?
And, I think I've heard this. Go ahead.
And now they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you believe in the evolution theory, to me, like a snake that would have legs would be more sophisticated than one that don't.
Why? Okay. It would seem awkward to me.
Right. But why would a snake evolve to having snakes, legs, I mean, then evolve back? But if you believe in the Bible, it says that God cursed the snake and said from this day forward that he would crawl on his belly.
I don't see why the snake couldn't be. I mean, I would see that legs could be considered higher up the evolutionary chain, but, the snake's just filling a niche is the idea of... I think that either one of those could fit in.
I'm curious. Why did God allegedly curse the snake?
Well, it was, I guess because it's the serpent that, tempted Eve.
But what did the snakes have anything to do with that?
Well, I'm not saying snakes. That's part of his creation, but...
Right, so why would he curse the snake? I don't understand. He created it. What did the snakes do to deserve to be cursed? That's what I want to know.
Maybe he just did it to prove his... prove it to us that,
I'll show you, humans. I'm going to curse this snake. This could happen to you next. You could just be torsos.
No, I didn't say he was going to curse humankind.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying maybe that's just a...
Yeah, but he did it to show them, didn't he?
Okay, well...
Most of the stories contained in the Pentateuch are even considered by Jews to be legends. And
we just read a statistic the other week that said that 38% of America believe the Bible word for word. So I don't know about that statistic.
The other thing I'd like to say is that, you're talking about evolution and scientists and all that. Einstein, he was in today's world, he's still considered, a very smart man.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They asked him near the end of his life, they interviewed him, and they asked him, they said, do you believe in God? And he said, oh, yeah.
He was probably suffering from Alzheimer's. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800.
Carl Sagan? He died an atheist.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And I don't want to say, I didn't want to sound like I was trying to be rude to Randy there in Houston. We just had to run out to a break and it was the quickest thing I could think of. And actually, during the break, I typed a little bit in the Google there and searched for, did Einstein believe in God? And of course, the internet, you know, it has all sorts of opinions on it.
Yes or no? pick your favorite.
Yeah, pretty much. You can find statements from Einstein that all kinds of quotes that seem to go both directions. Mm-hmm. So whether or not the quotes are even accurate or whether they're fabricated, it would take probably a little bit more than 3 minutes or however long the break was to delve into that topic. And not that it really has any sort of bearing on my life. It was just a minor interest to me. I was just curious as to what other people thought. And some people say yes, and some people say no. And, of course, we can't ask the guy because he's dead. 1-800-259-9231.
During the break, I was, Googling and doing some research on creationism. And I came up with this, apparently, a large essay on creation science. And it's pretty
creation science, which is a bit of an oxymoron, in my opinion. But let's hold off on that, and let's go to Doug in Florida. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Doug?
Well, thanks. I'd love to talk about creationism for about an hour and...
Sorry, we don't have that kind of
time. You got like 3 minutes, man.
I know that. It's just that the evolutionist, I was taught evolution in college, and mm-hmm. then I had a real problem with the creation and evolution when I started going to church and did a lot of research, and finally I decided that evolutionists are just, they lied to me so bad that I'm mad at them forever.
Interesting. Okay. I'm in neither camp. How do you feel about that?
I think you need to do some a lot of study. It took me over a year.
Why?
To study.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
The point is that you have a better understanding of the world around you.
Hmm.
Because what you think you really know, you probably is probably all wrong.
Well, I've definitely found that that's true on a number of issues, but I don't see how this really affects the world around me at all.
Well, that's not what I called about. I'd love to talk about that too, but
fair
we don't
enough.
Have time. But the question is, as a libertarian, and I'm certainly not a libertarian to the degree that you are, but it seems like libertarianism would be, because you're always saying get the government out of this and get the government out of that.
Yes.
Now, it would seem like if you're a libertarian, then the libertarians, if I was a libertarian, then I could select to have the government in something if I wanted to. And let me give the example here.
Okay, go ahead.
We live in 50 states, and there used to be what they consider sovereign states. They should still be that.
They should.
But the point is that if they're sovereign states, then if we keep them sovereign and different, then I will always have some place, more than likely, that I can go that more fits with what my worldview is. Okay?
Correct.
So therefore, if I decide that I would like to have creationism taught in school, then there ought to be a state that I could go to where creationism is taught.
Doug, I went to a school where they taught creationism.
Okay.
My parents paid, $3,500 a year or something to send me to a school that taught that stuff. I mean,
don't you
think we should empower people to do that?
I think that as a libertarian, if I believe that I can have what I want, then a group of us ought to be able to get together and form a community, and if we want to have public funds and have a government, then we ought to be able to do as we please and not be bothered by anybody else.
I completely concur with you, and if that exists alongside a true libertarian state where people's personal freedoms are respected rather than teaching them whatever they want to teach them in school and making them move to that sort of location, then the real libertarian state will do so much better that people will move out of your state where the government
runs. Well, that would be interesting.
School.
That's the reason I'd like to see it happen, because I don't think the libertarian state is going to survive. It's going to fall to pieces.
I want to ask you a question. Because laissez-faire capitalism hasn't worked?
No, because of the human condition.
Well, no, wait. I want to jump back a little bit. I want to explore your concept of your school here for just a moment.
Okay.
You're saying that your group of people, let's just call you creationists, you all want to move to some place in Utah together and create your own little area where you have a public, as you put it, school. Now, if I move into this area, is the land that you're owning going to be privately owned, or is it going to be government owned?
That's a complicated question.
Well, you see, what you're describing, Doug, will exist under libertarianism. Under libertarianism, you will have the freedom to start your own schools and bring up talk about whatever you want in your schools. You don't have to teach the environment. You don't have to teach sexual education. You don't have to teach all these other things that our government schools are shoving down our kids' throats today. You can have whatever curriculum you wanted to under libertarianism. What's wrong with that?
By the way, the sexual education that I got at a Christian school ought to be a crime. I mean, of all the things that ought to be a crime, the sex education I got, the one little film, that ought to be a crime. Go ahead.
Well, the fact is, from what I see, from what you described of being able to do in a libertarian what you wanted to do, would probably not happen that way, because the laws would generally evolve. And this is one case where evolution really does happen. And that's why I'm saying I don't believe the evolution or the libertarian state is going to work, because as people experience what the depravity of man produces, that they will soon desire laws, and
see,
then it'll become a restriction.
I think that's a fundamental difference, is that the people that are on the religious right think that man is by nature depraved, that he is soiled, he has the original sin, bam, he's a bad guy. And that libertarians, by nature, believe that man is good.
And that is exactly what's happened to the country, to our country, is because the libertarianism that is kind of instilled in this country where they the Democrats and the liberal-minded, and not libertarianism.
Understood.
Okay.
You're going to have to come back
with
this.
Yeah, I want to explore this a little bit more, Doug. We're going to hold you over. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. I don't feel like he really has a grasp on what it means to be libertarian.
I think he does.
So.
I just don't think he agrees.
We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The doggy dropping of the radio industry. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. Whatever it is that's on your mind, if we've got time to sneak you in here, because we're only here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 hour, for the time being, is a time warp hour. I'm predicting now that by the end of the year, that will be a live hour as well. We'll have 3 hours a night live, so keep
giving
a
look
mind.
That way.
Yes. Let's go to Doug. Let's go back to Doug in Florida. Doug, you're back on Free Talk Live. You there?
Yes, I am.
Doug, where in Florida?
I'm in Volusia County.
And how are you listening?
I'm listening by satellite.
Great. You got one of those old C-band dishes.
Love the C-band.
You're hanging out. Are you hanging out in Stark, Florida with a C-band radio in your backyard?
Stark?
That's not Stark. What's over there? Sharp.
Stark's where
Sharps.
The prison is.
Sharps is in, it's just south of you in Brevard.
Yeah, you're right. Sharp is very close. You're right. I thought you said Stark.
I did, and I was mistaken.
All right, so we're talking about libertarianism. We're talking about you, Doug, are predicting the failure of the free state based upon what you perceive as the immorality of man, the base behavior of man, and you just feel like that's just going to take over in the Free State and just turn it into just this decrepit place that's horrible for wholesome family types to go to. Is that right?
No, I didn't say that. I said what will happen over a period of time is as they problems crop up between neighbor. In other words, because of the fact that people don't always hold up to their liabilities and they're not responsible for their actions, that there will eventually be laws. Because that's why we have so many laws today, is because people don't do what they're supposed to do.
No. Libertarianism doesn't say that laws won't exist. That would be anarchy. Libertarianism simply wants to return to the Constitution and keep the government within its bounds that the Constitution sets aside for it.
We believe in responsibility. We believe that without responsibility, you can never have real liberty. You can never have freedom. So we actually want to help people be more responsible. I think that a lot of our laws have helped remove responsibility from some people's lives.
Well, he's saying that some people won't stick to their responsibilities, and I'm just saying that there's definitely got to be laws to cause people to do that, and there'll definitely be the court system.
The court system will be there to honor contracts and all that sort of thing, and to enforce them. Yeah. So again, I don't really believe that Doug has a full facility as
well,
far
let's
as
let him go again.
Libertarianism, as you have defined it, is back to the Constitution. I don't think anybody would ever define the Constitution as being libertarianism. At least I've never heard it done that way.
No, I would define libertarianism as the anti-force doctrine, meaning that you can't. That I cannot use force on you for any reason whatsoever unless you're threatening me with force, basically. And when you join the Libertarian Party, you sign a statement that basically says that you do not agree to the use of force for political or social goals. And what we'd like to have happen as a party is to get back to the Constitution. But the Constitution, you're right, is by no means a fully libertarian document.
Well, under common law, you know, it pretty much states that, you know, it's only when you do harm to somebody else, where in other words, you encroach on their liberties, and that circumstance, I would agree with you. Then I would be considered a libertarian.
Then you're a libertarian. Thanks for the call, Doug, and we'll have to talk to you later because we're out of time. Hopefully you'll call us back sometime. 1-800-259-9231. Any final comments on that one, Manwich?
Well, you know, I mean, there's certainly, there's within the Libertarian Party, there's the big L's and the little L's and that sort of thing, the big L libertarians versus
right.
the little L libertarians. Some people would like to see it go faster than others. Some people want to see more anarchy with, you know, fewer laws. And then
I say let the market decide. We'll see you tomorrow night from 7 to 9 o'clock right here. And log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold.